We are continuing our study of John chapter 19. We've been in this for several weeks, and we called attention to the numerous prophecies that were fulfilled in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. They told of his rejection by his own people, the conspiracy of those who were officials and leaders of the religion of Judaism in Jerusalem. But in addition, the prophecies told how Jesus Christ would be killed. I refer particularly to Psalm 22. It told of his pierced hands and feet. Much was revealed about what would happen in his final 2 days. There is in the Old Testament still another prophecy that is related to his death. It's a remarkable one, in that announced when he would be killed. Not many people talk about this. Perhaps they don't want to get too deep into prophecy. But before we go into the resurrection story, which begins with the next chapter, that is chapter 20, I want to go through this prophecy with you because I think it's important in pinpointing the time that the prophet said Jesus Christ would be crucified. We need to consider then the prophecy of Daniel. He was a Jew who was captured by the Babylonians when they took Jerusalem in 586 B.C. Daniel, along with others, were taken to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar was the king, and he ordered that the young men, at least some of the young men from those captives, be picked out and trained in the ways of the Babylonians in order to serve the king, and among them was this young man, Daniel. He was a young man, and God gave him unusual wisdom, and in addition, God gave him enablement to interpret dreams, which he demonstrated for King Nebuchadnezzar, and which won him a very high place in the government. So he was one of the top officials in Babylon. Well, in chapter 9 of Daniel's prophecy, we read about the lengthy prayer which he made to God following his reading of the book of Jeremiah. Here's how the chapter begins. In the first year of Darius, son of Xerxes, a Mede by descent, who was made ruler over the Babylonian kingdom, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting, and in sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God. And Daniel makes a confession about the sinfulness of his people and how they deserved what they got and how Jerusalem was lying in ruins. It was desolate. And he ended that prayer this way: "Now, our God, hear the prayers and petitions of your servant. For your sake, O Lord, look with favor on your desolate sanctuary. Give ear, O God, and hear. Open your eyes and see the desolation of the city that bears your name. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, listen. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hear and act. For your sake, O my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name." Daniel continues, "While I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy hill, while I was still in prayer, Gabriel, the man I had seen in the earlier vision, came to me in swift flight about the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me and said to me, 'Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. As soon as you began to pray, an answer was given, which I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. Therefore, consider the message and understand the vision. 70 sevens are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the Most Holy. Know and understand this. From the issuing of the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem, until the Anointed One, the Ruler, comes, there will be 7 sevens and 62 sevens. It will be rebuilt with streets and a trench. But in times of trouble, after the 62 sevens, the Anointed One will be cut off and will have nothing. The people of the Ruler who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come like a flood. War will continue until the end and desolations have been decreed. He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 7. In the middle of the 7, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. And on a wing of the temple he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him. Now what's interesting here is that it talks about the Anointed One. The Hebrew word there is the word for Messiah. Anointed means Messiah. In the New Testament, the Anointed One is called Christos, or Christ. This is definitely talking about the Messiah of the Jews, the one God would send. But it tells us that after a period of 7 sevens, that is 49 years, for the sevens are weeks of years, and then 62 sevens for a total of 69 sevens, or 483 years, the Messiah would be cut off, and that's the word for killed. Now this vision is concerned with numbers, but don't let it rattle you. We can make it clear. The numbers refer to weeks of years. In the Septuagint translation of the Hebrew Bible, the sevens is the Greek word heptad, which means groups of sevens or weeks of seven. In other translations, they have written 70 weeks of years are decreed upon your people and your holy city to do all these things. Well, this prophecy also, fortunately, gives us a starting point. It says, from the issuing of the decree. If we only knew when the decree was issued, we could calculate when Jesus Christ would be crucified. Fortunately, we can, because in the Old Testament, in the book of Nehemiah, we find that King Artaxerxes, in his 20th year, issued the decree. Now listen to what chapter 2 of the book of Nehemiah says. In the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was brought for him, I took the wine and gave it to the king. I had not been sad in his presence before. So the king asked me, "Why does your face look so sad when you are not ill? This can be nothing but sadness of heart." I was very much afraid, but I said to the king, "May the king live forever. Why should my face not look sad when the city where my fathers are buried lies in ruins and its gates have been destroyed by fire?" The king said to me, "What is it you want?" Then I prayed to the God of heaven and answered the king, "If it pleases the king and if your servant has found favor in his sight, let him send me to the city in Judah where my fathers are buried, so that I can rebuild it." Then the king, with the queen sitting beside him, asked me, "How long will your journey take, and when will you get back?" It pleased the king to send me, so I set a time. Well, the king issued a decree, and he gave Nehemiah a letter to take, so that his journey would prosper, and those who were officials in the country would be of assistance to him. When did this take place? It took place in 445 B.C., sometime in the spring. Earlier in this century, when Dr. C.I. Schofield edited his Bible, which has been quite famous over the years, He wrote in the footnote that it was difficult with the state of science at that time to be able to determine exactly when the decree was issued. I think he estimated it at 446 BC. Since then, Bibles such as the New International Version and others which have notes have confirmed it to be 445 BC. Some experts on the Bible have even said that it took place on March the 14th of 445 BC, and the decree told the Jews to go back and rebuild the city of Jerusalem. Now, it also tells us, in addition to a starting point, that the Anointed One will be cut off. Verse 25 of the prophecy says, "No one understand this from the issuing of the decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Anointed One comes, the ruler. There will be 7 sevens and 62 sevens for a total of 69. And in verse 26, after the 62 sevens, the Anointed One will be cut off and have nothing." This is a remarkable prophecy. In that, it tells us when Jesus would be crucified. All we have to do is some mathematics here. Now, we can simplify this a little better, for Daniel's prophecy first said 70 weeks of years are determined for your people. That 70 years spans everything that God wants to do with the nation of Israel. Daniel first talks about the 69 weeks of years, leaving that final week for a little later here. A week of 7 years are in the future when God is going to do something amazing. And Jesus Christ talked about that time too, but we'll get into that later. Now, it says the Anointed One would be cut off, and that reminds me of the 1950s when I was a graduate student at Louisiana State University, and I met an Egyptian student who was doing doctoral studies in chemistry. He had visited our Bible class. It was held on the campus in the old field house, and after attending a few times, he said he wanted to talk more and find out why we were so positive about Jesus Christ. So on a Sunday afternoon, we met on the campus, and I talked to him about Christ and showed him some of the prophecies. Well, one thing that I said is that Jesus Christ was the only ruler in the world whose birth was announced ahead of time by the prophets. Well, he objected to that and said, "Oh no, Mohammed was also prophesied." And I asked, "Where?" And he referred to Deuteronomy chapter 18, "The Lord God will raise up from among your brethren a prophet like you." And I said, "Hassan, wait a minute, was Mohammed a Jew?" He said, "Oh no, he was not a Jew." Then I said, "But the prophecy says he will be from among your brethren, Moses." Well, Hassan was shocked. Well, I see we're not going to be able to finish this study or even this story, for we're out of time. I hope you'll join me here tomorrow. We invite you to write to us to tell us how these broadcasts are helping you in your Christian life. Until tomorrow, this is Nick Calavota reminding you that the word gospel means good news.
Our address is Radio Bible Courses, Post Office Box 14916, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70898. The website is rbcword.org.